Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line, UB women's head basketball coach Felicia Leggett-Jack, talking about their place in the NCAA tournament. All right, Coach Jack, we have to talk about what happened yesterday because we were all excited for the big reveal later on. You got spoiled. What happened?
Well, they do it twice.
I guess so. It probably didn't make it feel any less sweet, did it?
Let's do it at 5 o'clock, and let's do it at 7. I want everybody in the world to know.
Wow. Hey, where were you when you found out the first time?
I was jogging on the track. You know, it was the slowest thing ever, so when they stopped me, it wasn't like I had to hit brakes or anything. I just kind of stopped, and they're like, they're going to have to do the reveal at 5 o'clock because somebody leaked, and let's just get the gang on over in the locker room and let's go.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were excited when they found out where UB was going to be playing. You know, not that far of a drive for fans to head out to Connecticut. And what do you think? What do you think of those matchups at Rutgers? That could be a fun one Friday night.
You know, we got this young team. Excuse my voice, I'm hoarse. I just think that we're just going to keep it on us. You know, the last three games we played, we didn't make it about Kent State or Ohio or Central Michigan. We just really said we're just going game one, game two, and game three. We're just in game four. And it's about us just growing this young team and getting us more experience out there to hopefully get better in the future. And if we look at them and say they're Big Ten and they're Rutgers and they're awesome and the historical coach, and you can kind of get lost in that.
Yeah. You know, yesterday we were talking about Nate Oates and Bobby Hurley, you know, how there's a little history there in case the men end up playing Arizona State. But with you and Rutgers, there's a little history with you and Vivian Stringer, too, right?
Not really. I mean, she's just a mentor. She's one of the best coaches that ever coached a game. She is a lady that was my head coach's boss, but she and I are just someone that I say, I admire her 100%, and everyone that came through this game really know that the reason why women coaches are coaching is because Vivian Stringer came through the way. She's amazing.
Well, it's really cool to have that connection as you get ready for Friday. You dominated in the MAC tournament, so these games that people were able to watch, maybe they were surprised. You mentioned a younger team. I think people were surprised to the extent you were able to take it to the competition. Is that the same kind of energy you're hoping for this weekend?
The only energy I'm hoping for, you know, we love everybody, respect everybody, we fear no one. It's a game of basketball. It's not surgery. It's not, you know, this high, intense thing. It's a place you can go into an area and express all your freedom, your creativity, and your love for what you do. And, you know, sometimes you're going to win, sometimes you're going to lose, but you can always be free. You can always have fun. You can always go out there and play with your passion. And that's what I expect my team to do, is just go out there and play the game with such freedom and grace and the love for what they have, and let it just fall where it may.
Well, you know, there's so much focus on UB right now, that both the men and women. Are you disappointed, though, that you're on at about the same time as the men, so you can't watch each other?
It's really all. It's hard. That's tough. It's tough for our administration. It's tough for our fans. But it is exciting for our fans because you get to, you know, use both your eyes. One is on men and one is on women. At least you get 30 whole minutes where you can just watch the men's team by themselves.
You know, finally, my mom always told me that if I sat too close to the TV, I'd mess up my eyes. They'd be looking in different directions. But now it's paying off. I get to watch both at the same time.
I know. It's so funny. But it is what it is. It's a good problem to have for our athletic department and our community. And if you watch it here on TV in one of our local restaurants or bars, it's great that you can have both stations on. So I love the problem that we have, and we want to create more problems like this in the future.
All right, sounds good, and we're so excited for you, so excited for the entire UB basketball community. That's head coach of the UB women's basketball team, Felicia Leggett-Jack, joining us. They play Friday, 4:30 tip-off against Rutgers.
Yeah, she's got a few days to rest her voice so she can let it out, out again Friday afternoon.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.